And that was a beautiful trip. You pass Roosevelt's home, you pass West Point, you know, all the prominent places. You can buy a folder that tells you what you see all. So I enjoyed that, and she says, when we got on the thing, she says, let's go get a bath while all the crowd's eating, and then we can get something to eat, and they'll be getting a bath. I said, all right. But we did the wrong thing. We got our bath all right, but when we come back, the cafeteria was closed, and you had to go in the restaurant, which cost more, you know. Well, I had the money, and I ordered some beef, I believe. I like a good meal. I'm a good eater. And she got liver and onions. It was tough as the devil, so she couldn't eat it. So I gave her half of mine. I said, well, here, half this. This is a big portion anyhow, and it's night. So she was always contrary, but I'd pass it up because I'd done my way and I enjoyed myself. So Sunday came, and she said, what's he going to do today? I said, well, I'm going to church first. You want to come along? I believe she came with me. Yeah, she went. Fifth Avenue Presbyterian Church I visited. So then after that, we went to St. Patrick's Church and all. That's a beautiful church, Debald and St. Patrick. Oh, it is gorgeous. And in the church that morning, I read in the bulletin where they were going to have a concert that evening. And when I went back there, she said, what you going to do now? I said, well, we got to get something to eat first. And everything shut up. All the good restaurants are closed up. So we had to go back to the hotel. They had a Hungarian restaurant in their basement and eating Hungarian food all week. And that happened on Sunday. I was mad with myself, you know. So I said, I'm going back to the concert. You know, I love music. I said, well, I'm going to Coney Island. Well, my cousin had been there. My cousin says, don't go to Coney Island. That's a dirty old place. It got bananas and everything in the water. You don't want to see that. So I would have liked to go on to Jones Beach. That's where Lombardo is. You know, he's been there for years. I love to hear his music. So I went back, and lo and behold, I didn't have no concert. Well, there I was in the street. But I said, there's always a streetcar, so I'll get in one of them, you know. So I got in the car, Fifth Avenue bus, and I said, do you all know where Trinity Church is? Well, New York's full of Irish people. They come in and they're not educated too much. More now than ever, they're educated now, but that time, they're servants to the rich, you see. And a bunch of girls got in, and they were teasing the driver. He was Irish. They had a good time riding. And when they heard me say, you know where Trinity Church is, I says, well, y'all Irish, eh? Yes, because we are, says one of them. I had a good time with them. So I said, well, I'm Protestant, and I want to know where Trinity Church is. Do any of you ladies know? And I asked him, driver, oh, him, he don't know nothing, says one of them. I said, oh, don't say that. I said, everybody knows a little something. And I was nearly there and didn't know it, so I looked down and I thought I saw a steeple. I said, I believe that's the church. Let me out the next corner. And it happened to be that. God directed me, see?
Next corner is where you...
So Episcopals have a evening service, like we have night service. They have it about 4 o'clock. Vesper, they call it. So I went in, the service was on yet, so I waited, and then I went up to the vicar and asked him. I told him I was a visitor and would like someone to show me around the building. Sure, he said. Oh, no, just a party you like. So he brought an old lady out, and she said, this lady's born and raised in this church. She showed you everything. She took me behind the altar, you know, and out in the cemetery. Episcopals have got quite a record for historical things. And then she said, you've been on to somewhere? I said, no, I'm a scarecrow. I'm only here 3 days. And I said, it's so crowded, I heard. She says, well, we'll take a ride on that now. She says, it ain't crowded. And
but y'all did ride on that?
We rode on the subway, hardly anybody on it, and then we passed the Statue of Liberty. That next morning, I was supposed to have a trip to that, so I saw it ahead of time. And then she took me to Walgreens. We had a nice lunch. She says, she was a...